Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Hi, everybody. Mark here. This is an excerpt from our conversation about The Crossroads by Bone Thugs and Harmony. Here, Nicole talks in even more depth about grief and working through grief, and even offers some methods of coping. I don't do a lot of talking in this episode, so I'll hand it over to Nicole and see y'all next week for a full episode.
So I love grief just generally, and I know that seems like really weird.
Yeah.
But I think that grief is the most beautiful human emotion by far. Because if you've experienced like profound loss and profound grief in your life, you are inherently connected to every other human that has felt grief. No matter where you're from, what background you have, like how you grew up, whatever cultural differences you have, if you've like lost a parent, lost a loved one, lost a child, you can look at that person and just know what they're feeling. And I think that that's so, so powerful to speak to this idea that we're all more alike than we are different. Like, I'm not saying I grew up in the same way that Bone Thugs and Harmony grew up. Like, we come from different cultural places. But I can relate to this because I've lost plenty of people that I really, really care about. And they have too. And we're connected by that. And I think that that's, I'm going to swear, I think that's fucking beautiful. And that's a very self-serving sentiment. Like, I have to think that way just to, like, feel okay. The more I experience grief in my life, the more, like, I'm so thankful for it. Because it does connect us to our loved ones that passed, and it connects us to each other. When you experience really profound grief, you like cross a line and you're now standing with everyone else that's experienced that grief in a really solid way. And I think that there's like an unspoken thing around people on that other side of the line. Do you get that?
I mean, yeah, I get that. I have to say, like, I haven't experienced the loss you have in my life, and I'm thankful for that. Like, at the time this song came out, the only person I had lost that was close to me was my great grandfather. Mm. And I was a kid. He was 90 years old. So that felt like kind of what was supposed to happen, even for me being whatever, you know, under 10 or whatever I was at the time. But I hear you. And what I'm struck by, your perspective is in contrast to the way, you know, I had a close friend of mine who just lost someone very close to her very recently. And we still feel this need to say something.
Mm.
Meaning me, the person who didn't lose the person, yet A, we know there's nothing I can say that would help, but B, based on what you're saying, I don't need to, because maybe I didn't lose my spouse, but one day I will lose somebody extremely close to me, or they will lose me, because there is that universality of it all. And so we have this thing in our culture where we feel like, and I speak just United States, I don't know how it is in other cultures, that maybe have a more healthy relationship with death, but we feel like, well, I have to go say something. I hear someone lost their father. I have to reach out, but I'll be there one day. It should almost be unspoken that, like, we'll all, obviously we don't all experience grief at the same times in the same place, but it is universal and that should be beautiful. But
our American culture denies us access to the beauty of the feeling of grief because we put our hands over our ears and we shut it out. You know, I know that when you sit with someone like your friend that's in grief, you want to like fill the space, right? You want to tell them jokes or make them happy, right? Or help them in some really tangible way. But the reality is nothing you can do is going to fix their grief. There's nothing you can do. The best thing, and I think the only thing to do while you're sitting with someone in that space is just to be present in that space and recognize it's going to be uncomfortable and recognize that like you're not going to be able to, I cope with humor quite a bit if you, that's should be clear. But sometimes you just have to sit next to them while they're stuck in bed or sit next to them and just be present and share their space with them because there's nothing to say. There's nothing to do. They just have to go through it. And when I've been in deep stages of grief in my life, like the best things anyone's ever done is just sat next to me and not try to distract me from it and just let me feel my feelings and create a safe space for me to do that. So I think it can be a really powerful bonding experience between humans, this idea of grief, even more so than love, because it's painful. And to show that real vulnerability and to like feel grief and feel pain around other people, I think is a really connecting thing.
I can imagine people that make music together. You're talking about just sitting together, like they chose to make a song, right?
Yeah.
And the fact that they got famous, I mean, they had some hits before this, but the fact that they exploded because of that song is kind of beside the point, but they were able to express that together, right? And I recently lost an old bandmate of mine. He passed away. I can just understand the urge, if you were all mourning together, playing music still together, like that would feel healing. And so I can really understand how they went back to this song that was about grief and decided they had to redo it.
And what a great gift to their friend that they came together and processed their grief in a constructive way, in a creative way, which helped them heal and like propelled them, right?
Yeah.
Like, wow, what a gift from Eazy-E to like bless the song.
Right.
From, I mean, if you believe in the afterlife, like, well, that's a different conversation. But maybe he lifted them up. So
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
I do have like a really great visual metaphor to help cognitively reframe grief and loss.
Yeah.
Do we have time for it?
Do it. Yeah.
Okay. After I lost someone really close to me in what's considered an off time event, you know, real quick, we have in our lifespan, we have on time events and off time events. And on time events, especially around death, would be like death of a parent. You know, going into your life, like the natural timeline is that you're going to say goodbye to your parents at some point, right? That's an on time event.
It's if like, all goes well.
Right. Like,
yes,
that's how
older.
It like,
yes.
That's how it quote should be, unquote.
Right.
So off time events are when maybe people pass when it's not their time, right? Like Eazy-E passing of AIDS, he should have lived longer.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Or like if you have a child in your life that passed, like that's an off time event. They should have lived longer. They should have outlived their parents. Right. So usually off-time events are more grief-heavy because you have to mourn the expectation you had for that person's life beyond just mourning that the loss of the person. So I experienced an off-time loss in my life. And someone told me this visual metaphor about grief, and it really has stuck with me. So right when you lose someone, imagine yourself like you're on a life raft in the middle of the ocean and waves are just like crashing over you. And you can't stop them, and you're drowning, and you don't know where the next wave is coming from. They're just getting pelted with them. And then slowly time passes, and the ocean calms a little bit, and you're still on the raft. You're still alone. You're still feeling pretty lousy. But now, like, you can kind of see the waves coming. You can tell that, like, you know, there's one coming. I should brace myself for it. And in real life, outside of this metaphor, you know, like Christmas is coming up. It's going to be really hard without my dad. Or, you know, we have a birthday or an anniversary or like a certain date on the calendar that you can brace yourself for and protect yourself for and hold onto that raft extra tight for that moment. And then maybe like people help you out and get on the raft with you because they know they need to support you during that time. But still those random waves come in. Like you'll hear a song, you'll hear this Bone Thugs song and it'll just hit you, right? And then enough time passes that, one, you've learned how to navigate those waves when they come. You have support. You have folks on the raft with you that know that you need extra help during those moments. And then eventually you're kind of just left in like a quiet, beautiful ocean that's gentle and calm. And that is like that acceptance stage of grief. So I'm a super visual person. My mind's eye is lit. And I've really connected to that metaphor. And with people that are close to me, I'll be able to say to them, because I tell this a lot, I'll say, like, you know what, I got a big wave coming up in the next couple of weeks. I need help. I need support. And to show vulnerability and ask for that support takes, for someone like me, and I think most people, that asking for help is just almost impossible. And you have to practice doing that. And grief allows us that practice. And that's another reason that I'm a fan. I'm just a fan of grief generally. So thanks for indulging me. I hope that if someone's listening to this, that like gives them strength if they're getting pelted by waves somewhere out there, because it can be hard, man. It's hard out there. So getting heavy on today's podcast, but I think it's important for real talk. So
wow. Yeah. Thank you for that. That is a powerful metaphor. I think the question I would have for it, and then maybe we should get back to the tune, is the water calm? Or it's just your raft is big enough, your raft is strong enough that you don't feel the waves. When you get there, when you get to that acceptance, or is the waves always, you always feel the waves? They never...
I think that like, well, I'm going to like call another metaphor up. You know when people say like, oh, I have too much on my plate? When people say that, and I'll always say like, oh, I have too much on my plate. And people are like, what do you mean? I'm like, well, my plate might not be the same size as yours. Like my plate's smaller than yours, so I have too much on it. You have a bigger plate, you can handle it, I can't. Mm. I think with this raft metaphor, like some people are just born with a sturdier raft.
Right.
Right? Some people are just born with like through epigenetic influences, like hereditary environmental influences, to just have a little bit more resilience than others, and life kind of teaches you resilience and you build it. And some people just have a sturdier raft than others. And the people that have a less sturdy raft just need more help. And more support.
We need to do Wannabe by the Spice Girls next or something like that. Just to mbop. Just mbop. Turn it around. Wow.
I do have some good Spice World stories.
Okay, Spice. Well, we're going to have to come back to the Spice Girls. Nothing ready for them yet. Never Mind the Music is hosted by Nicole Vacher and me, Mark Papany. I also produce. Please be sure to subscribe and leave us a rating and a review.
And let us know what you think on social media. We're Never Music Pod on all the major platforms. You can also send us an email at nevermusicpod@gmail.com. And every so often, we'll do a mailbag episode where we answer all your questions, so please send them in.
Thanks for listening.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9/1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.